Thunder Bay. Residents took part in a collaborative art-making workshop on Saturday to promote the themes of climate justice, sustainability, and working together for a greener future. Eco Art Day, a part of Ontario Culture Days, offered a variety of artist-led eco-art activities for all ages and provided attendees with a chance to swap materials during an art and craft supply swap, all while encouraging the community to reduce waste and foster creativity. The purpose of this event is to take a look at our relationship with waste and how we can, you know, upcycle our waste, said Summer Stevenson, sustainability coordinator with the City of Thunder Bay. But also, how that plays into, you know, climate change and our climate change goals here in the city. The event was a collaborative effort between the city, Eco Superior, Mindful Makers Collective, the Cree Action Collective, and the French Club. I think that all of these partnerships are so important because when we think about climate change, we have to move forward together and, you know, do things differently and really collaborate because, you know, we have to problem solve, said Stevenson. And I think that this is a really good opportunity to bring people together that maybe aren't necessarily always together to start thinking about what the future might look like here in Thunder Bay. Denise Smith, Rethinking Waste Coordinator with Eco Superior, said that they joined the effort to organize Eco Art Day to help inspire the community through creative activities to think about its place in nature. There's something about art making that is therapeutic, and it also helps open people's minds and allows them to reflect on things in a way that can be very healing, she said. And I do find that, you know, with the climate crisis right now, there is a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of fear, and through art making you can really address that. Culture Days ends on Sunday, and residents can find out more about the events to be held on the final day by checking the city's website.